Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Focus, because of course there's a 500-year flood going on in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. It's an extraordinary thing. If you've seen any pictures from floods and tornadoes to heat waves, it's been a week of chaotic weather across America. I want to bring on the line our friend Alan Crabtree, who's a volunteer for the Red Cross in Cedar Rapids. Alan, thanks for joining us.
Well, good morning. Glad to join you.
I mean, Cedar Rapids is barely visible above the water there. It appears as though the water is going to begin receding today. What are you dealing with most urgently at this moment?
Well, people are still being evacuated from their homes, and we still have shelters and will have shelters run by the Red Cross in town to give people a place to stay. We have a couple, and one was full last night, and the other one was approaching capacity. And
didn't one, Alan, run out of power?
Yes. We had a shelter on the north end, and we lost power and that Roosevelt school, so we had to move everybody to another school, all of the inhabitants, and that school, Gibson Elementary School, north end of Cedar Rapids, was full last night to capacity.
God, what sorts of stories are you hearing from just individual people who you're encountering taking from place to place?
They have never, ever seen anything like this before, and I've talked to people who lived here all their lives.
Were these slow-rising floodwaters or rapid-moving rivers?
This was the Cedar River and all of the tributaries and the little streams. Last night, we went down to the Prairie High School, which was the newest shelter we opened south of town near the airport. And it's a short drive from there back to our hotel, and our hotel is well south of town. We could not get there. We probably went up six different roads that were blocked because of rising waters before we found a place to go back.
Tell us about the father in his 80s and the son in his 60s that I believe you came across.
Yes. They were at the shelter at Prairie High School, and they had been in an apartment, and they were not able to evacuate when the order went out. The water had pressed against their door, so they could not open it. And the water was chest deep in the first floor of their apartment. And they were rescued by boat from the second story through the window with a ladder.
So they were trapped by the water.
Yes, yes. And the water was pressing so hard against the door, they couldn't open the door.
They're lucky the house didn't collapse.
Well, it was a sturdy apartment house, and they had the second floor to get up out of the water. But no electricity, no gas for cooking, a limited amount of food in the house, and they stayed there until someone came back yesterday and got them out. Mm-hmm. All day yesterday, the fire department, the police department, the Iowa DEP were out with boats going through the flooded area. They had kind of a mini command post set up on First Avenue just west of downtown. In fact, you could see downtown across this shimmering a lake of water, which was lapping at our feet, and a very, very fast current. And they were going around house to house, getting people out that had not been able to make it out during the evacuation order the day before.
Well, Alan, I love that story of the 80-year-old and his youngin, the 60-year-old, holed up there in the house. You got to love the people of Iowa. You know, you said that people that you're picking up have never seen anything like this. Alan, have you ever seen anything like this?
I never have. And you know, I hate floods because they're so impactful on everybody, and the impact is so long-lasting.
Yeah, because they have absolutely no idea the conditions of what their homes are in until the water recedes, and that takes some time. And Alan Crabtree from the Red Cross, we can't thank you enough.
500-year flood. Alan's going to be carrying these memories around with him, but we're going to be checking in with Alan next week. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of aftermath to talk about. Alan Crabtree, as Adora said, volunteer Red Cross worker, currently in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, the site of a 500-year flood.